Hello and welcome to the Veeam Community Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Vanover. This is episode 50. What is the Dell Tech Center? Here we go. Today, my guest is Kong Yang. How you doing, Kong?
I'm doing well, Rick. Thank you for having me on today.
Hey, no problem. I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule. I don't ever know when we're ever going to have a, you know, when it slows down. I keep waiting for it. I haven't seen it yet. I don't know about you, but hey.
Likewise.
crazy stuff. So today we're going to talk about, you know, the Dell Tech Center. That's kind of a cool resource that you have a lot of experience in, and I'd like you to give an introduction of yourself.
Sure. Thank you. I appreciate that, Rick. And so my name is Kong Yang. I'm a Dell Tech Center evangelist focused on virtualization, green IT, Blades, and Dell Virtual Integrated System. So what is DellTechCenter.com? DellTechCenter.com is an online community of IT professionals. We focus on Dell solution stacks, you know, optimizing performance, enabling, enhancing functionalities of Dell solution stacks, and simplifying the usability and manageability of these Dell solution stacks. We cover multiple domains from virtualization to networking to storage, systems management, enterprise client, cloud, and so forth. Tech Center is open to the public. We are averaging about 170,000 unique visitors every month with almost, you know, 350,000 page views a month. So we are very excited. This past year we just finished our Dell Tech Center migration to a new platform on our Dell community side. It is a site open to anyone who utilizes Dell. In fact, we have tremendous participation from partners, including Veeam. Veeam has a standing wiki page that is updated with the latest Dell and Veeam offerings.
Yeah, I'm looking at that now. And, you know, that's kind of a good intro because I'm actually not that familiar with the Dell Tech Center. I know I've engaged with you a lot over Twitter, and I'll make sure I put your Twitter ID in the podcast notes. But, you know, one of the things you struck a point of interest for me, and you said, simplifying the usability. So I got a trick question for you, Kong. When we talk about simplifying the usability of solutions, and, you know, let's kind of set, you know, it's pretty clear. Dell has stuff and software and partners for really every aspect of anyone's IT requirements is probably a good broad statement. But then when you talk about simplifying the usability, my knee-jerk reaction is, well, you know, the technician in me, the engineer in me, loves the knobs and dials, right? If you simplify the usability, do you take away that granular control and maybe sacrifice, you know, performance or some other features with that kind of approach?
Yeah, so that's a great point, Rick. You know, it's always a trade-off, right? Because you have end users who want the one-to-many view to be able to manage all their pieces. And unfortunately, at this point in time, it's a heterogeneous solutions to that systems management piece, right? And that usability feel, right? Because some folks will use vCenter to be the center of their data center universe. Other folks will utilize Microsoft products, right? To do that, and you know the list goes on in terms of that. I think our approach is to simplify, but give the knobs and features to do what you need to do. So the trade-off would not be trading it off on quality of service or SLA so much as, hey, if I go through this UI portal, I should be able to manage all my Dell solution stacks, right? And see what's where. You know, a great example is the Dell management plugin for VMware vCenter, which allows you to basically track and your Dell systems from vCenter, you know, do firmware updates, do bare metal deploy, and things like that.
Okay. Well, actually, since we're, you know, mostly talking to virtualization people, I've always had questions about, you know, the Dell and VMware way to, the correct way to do it, right? I mean, I know, I should say, if I remember correctly, there is a Dell issued version of VSXi installable, right? So if you have a Dell PowerEdge server, you can download a Dell image for ESXi.
That's correct. Customize,
right. Okay, and is that, that's, you really want that if you have Dell hardware because you have all the correct hardware-aware agents running, I should say, kind of built into the image. Is that correct?
That's correct. So, and it's been certified and verified by the Dell Hypervisor Enablement Team.
Yeah.
So it comes with the Dell guarantee that it's going to work with your Dell PowerEdge servers.
Okay, so then, you know, if you have a management plugin that goes into vCenter, so really you can, you've got everything from the metal up into vCenter for your virtual infrastructure. Because I've always, like I said, I've had trouble kind of understanding that. And again, I am not super familiar with the Dell Tech Center, and specifically the, you know, there's a virtualization focused one, right? It's not limited to virtualization. I mean, Dell's in a lot of different ecosystems and, you know, a lot of different use cases for hardware and software solutions. So I'll definitely put links to some of the Tech Center resources in the podcast notes, in particular the virtualization one. So the plugin, though, is that something you buy? Is that I would think it would be something you buy.
Yes, that is correct. Okay. However, you can download it to try before you buy.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
So that's the beauty of the piece. And if you go to DellTechCenter.com, you can search for the Dell Management plugin, and it'll take you to the landing page. There are posts. There's links to where you can download.
So, Kong, the Dell Tech Center, is that also like a physical place as well that customers or prospects can go visit by, you know, arrangement through their sales team or something?
We do have a Dell Tech Center lab, and we welcome any customers who want to come, you know, who's coming in for an executive briefing to drop by and say hi. Let's see. We don't give tours per se, but we welcome customers to come through because we do have a lab in the Austin Design Center. We do have a Dell Tech Center lab on which we, you know, do our experimentations, do our demos. You know, on our server storage and solution stack, mm-hmm. we have currently 7 racks full of equipment and a half, 824U half rack. And then one of our racks is actually a partner rack, which, you know, VM Doug. Doug came in and is working with Lance Foley, our storage evangelist, on doing a Dell Veeam study.
Oh, cool. Yeah, and actually, in my own work as well, I've got some Equalogic equipment that I'm working with as well. So, yeah, I mean, I don't have a lab that has any passenger traffic, though. That's not something I'm equipped for. You know, software company, that's my excuse, right? But I guess my next question then, Kong, is how do you guys manage a lot of stuff coming in and out, you know, because you guys are constantly dealing with a lot of different product life cycles, especially on the hard goods, right? So how do you manage, like, keeping, you know, a lab clean, you know, presentable, organized, getting stuff in and out? What are some of, like, the operational metrics and practices that you guys use to keep a lab area, a lab workspace presentable and operating very well? Because I think a lot of people don't give the same love to their labs that they might to their production. So I'm looking for some tips on what you guys do to help the operational side go well.
Okay, so in terms of presentability, our lab is as messy as any techie's lab. because it's even though it's exec presentable and customer ready, we do have a storage area that we utilize in there. So we do prep that way, and we do have a staging storage area, because of the amount of churn that we get with new systems coming in, storage, servers, and us changing out solution stacks, going from, okay, I'm doing a study on an ESXi cluster, now I'm going to a Hyper-V cluster, right? And then maybe changing it up, new servers coming in, Cloud Edge, Blade servers, Rack servers. So I would say that we are the quintessential other lab.
Right. Okay.
What folks work in there? Because it's a functional lab versus just being, it's powered on. Hey, look, here's a bright shiny object. Actual engineering, IT work is actually being done on the hardware.
Well, that's so good, so refreshing to hear, because it's very tough with stuff coming in and out, and some of the lab events, especially when you have like a large partner focus, like what you and I have in our professional responsibilities, it's incredibly difficult. And I was looking for some magic potion saying, some revelation telling me, oh, you're doing it wrong, it needs to be that way. But it's good to hear that you're in there with the rest of the world just like us, so that's awesome. What about the biggest challenge you have as far as keeping up with all these new solutions, and more importantly, being able to address solutions that aren't necessarily new? Do you deal with the same space constraints, power and cooling, and which ones do you want to have available for the tech centers, services? Do you have to deal with those kinds of decisions across all the products, or do you guys have some?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely, because like any IT department, we do have a budget, so we have to be very prudent in what we buy in terms of equipment and what we choose. To highlight in our solution stacks, right? Because we have a fixed amount of space. We only have seven racks of equipment. Mm-hmm. And literally, if we could literally fill that with all storage arrays if we wanted to,
mm-hmm.
or blade chassis, But it's a constant balancing act of making sure that we have the right product mix in there, so that we can support like multi CMC demos, and at the same time support our Oracle rack on ESXi cluster.
So Kong, am I correct in assuming that servers and storage are not free for you either?
That is correct. That is correct.
It's probably an easier process, but there's no free gear anywhere, I guess.
Yes. Everything has to be earned and justified, and I think that's the beauty of what DellTechCenter.com presents, because the value that we provide is we provide content, technical content for our community members, and a place for Dell solution users, IT pros, to come onto and share their stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're definitely not break fix, but if you're looking at, let's say, one of the hot topics in past years have been, hey, is my iSCSI deployment optimal, for vSphere? And we've walked customers through that. We've looked at it. We've set it up in our labs, looking at storage path policies. Hey, MOU, fixed path, round robin, and all that. And then just being able to have our community to engage in that conversation is the real value.
Well, that's pretty cool. I think that the big challenge is that there is a need for IT pros out there today to have best practices or recommended architectures, reference architectures, whatever you want to call it, So, you know, my goal here really is definitely to highlight the Dell Tech Center resource, that it's available to everyone, you know, and probably even if you're not a Dell customer, you know, all in, I'm sure everybody can take something out of the community aspect of it. So definitely check it out, as well as Dell Tech Center on Twitter. You can follow the Twitter account there.
Yeah, thank you, Rick. You know, and the one thing I would add is an open invitation for you to contribute to the Veeam at Dell Tech Center side, because you are an awesome, outstanding resource, subject matter expert.
Blowing smoke my way. I appreciate it.
No. All well deserved. All well deserved.
All right.
And we definitely love your, you know, to have your contributions, because, like I said, we do have a Veeam at Dell section, and we do have a VMware section, and would love your input as well.
Awesome. Oh, and by the way, I see a picture. Yeah, your lab is just as messy as mine. I think that's Super Sai and Dennis, among others, and probably Lance, tearing into some boxes. I love it. Real world, just like everyone else. Awesome. So now, Kong, I've got the official trick part of my podcast is a section that I call Three Views from You. So I'm going to ask you three questions, each set in a different point in time. And they're really the goal of this line of questioning is to get to know Kong as the person, as the technologist. So let's start in the past, Kong. In your work experience or anything you've done technology related at some point in the past, what's the most interesting story that you can share with us?
Most interesting story in my work experience?
Yeah.
I guess I'll go back to my college day. So one of my first jobs was basically doing power studies for this mechanical engineering firm at the University of Nevada, Reno. And as such, I had to walk through each of the campus buildings and basically count light bulbs and also and identify them, right? So I get into the medical sciences building. And I have a badge pass that gives me access to all the rooms. So I'm going into this room, and it's all dark, right? But I know that they have cadavers back there.
Uh-oh.
And I open up, and I'm going in there, and I was like, okay, I got to run through fast and just count the things. So I flick on the light, and I start running through there, and I'm counting, and it's a long hallway. And then you turn left, and the cadavers are over there.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's also a desk for medical students, and one of the med students fell asleep studying.
Oh, wow.
So I get over there, and it's still dark, and I'm, like, looking around, looking for lights. I hit the lights. He pops up, scares the bejesus out of me, right? And I scare the heck out of him, and we're both there just screaming, and it seemed like we screamed for, like, hours. Just screaming. I was like, eventually we screamed so loud that security came and badged in to make sure everything was all right. So that was a unique experience in my past, pre-professional days.
Well, but no, that's a good one, because that would probably be the most scary, weird thing I've ever heard. I'll give you a gold star for that. That's crazy. Wow. How about right now in the present, what's going on technology-wise that you have the most interest and the most passion for?
Yeah, so at the present time, I think the cloud computing buzzword, right, that buzz around cloud, I mean, it's been here a while, but I think in the past year, you know, the implementation has finally slowly closed the gap to the hype. I think that has piques my interest at this point the most, you know, because around that cloud computing, you can do cool things such as embedded ESX environments, right? And also, you know, full deployments for IT departments that are already packaged up with all the necessary systems management tools, all these other pieces. And on top of that, you can leverage, you know, the virtualization core of cloud computing to enable disaster recovery, high availability, backup, and all of those wonderfulness, you know, that's inherent to virtualization.
Sure. How about into the future? You know, what do you see coming down the road as going to be the game changer, or, you know, any open-ended predictions about technology and virtualization for that matter into the future?
So in terms of future technologies, I think the mobility aspect of it and the advancements there, Rick, you know, with the processors, you know, coming from NVIDIA, you know, the technologies coming from Qualcomm, I think that opens up, and the advances that even Intel's making in that mobility space as they, you know, close the gap, I think that's going to open up many different possibilities, not only on the consumerization side in the mobility of that, but even into the data center. You know, I could see a reality of you walking into a data center, plugging in a quote-unquote mobile device, and then unplugging it out when you're done and taking it home with you, you know, and so forth. And that, you know, moving seamlessly between the data center piece and then being able to take that mobile unit with you to have ubiquitous computing, so to speak.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head, because I think just the mobility aspect is the hard part, right? Because a lot of the other technologies are already there. So yes. just letting the technology follow you on any device, any location, that's the hard part. So I agree with you. Well, so, hey, we're going to wrap it up. We're going to wrap it up, Kong. I want to thank you for coming on the podcast today.
Thank you very much for having me, Rick. And thank you to Veeam and to the Veeam community for hearing me out on DellTechCenter.com.
Cool. And you can check out DellTechCenter.com. You can follow Kong on Twitter, @KongYang, and I will put those links in the podcast notes. Kong, thanks again.
Thank you, sir.